On today's show, Season 2, Episode 3, Diet and Taoism, I talk about what you eat. For the question of today, I answer a question about my thoughts and opinion of the current USA president from a Taoist perspective. Stay tuned for what may be a controversial yet interesting show. Happening now on your favorite podcast show, Cup of Tao. Starting right now. You're listening to Cup of Tao with your host, Chris L. McClish. Chris is a man with many roles, many journeys, and one spirit. Hello, everyone. How are things going? As you may or may not be aware, I'm not a dietitian, nor am I able to advise you about dietary advice. I am no longer even a psychotherapist. I let that license go in December, for better or worse, as I don't plan to return to the field. I am still holding on to my certified fitness trainer certification. Not sure why I am, but I am. So I remain semi-retired due to my health issues. Speaking of which, as a Taoist, I've always valued compassion towards animals. I don't like how the animals are treated, processed, and the conditions at the slaughterhouses. And I've had periods of my life being a vegetarian for those reasons mainly. Because of my high blood sugars elevated to a level of diabetes, along with some swelling or edema in my ankles, I recently started a new diet, the keto diet. Of course, I could have remained vegetarian and went on the keto diet, but when you cut out sugar and carbs, including bread and rice, it seems that my food choices were pretty limited to varied forms of salad and cooked veggies. So I reluctantly decided to return to the world of eating meat. My diet now is actually more of a cross between Mediterranean and keto, as I want to avoid some of the unhealthy animal fats whenever possible, in favor of olive oils, avocado, coconut oils, along with nuts to add more healthier fats to my diet. When I was studying to be a personal trainer, I learned that many of the diets that are regarded as the most effective have some commonalities. For instance, healthy diets usually don't promote eating processed food, particularly food from boxes. Most healthy diets opt for fresh food in favor of food that is processed and food that contains heavy preservatives as well as artificial ingredients. Very few diets promote refined sugars. You will see many people following a particular diet touting their success in things like weight loss. In general, diets seem to make people more consciously aware of what they put in their mouth. So, initially, it seems like most diets seem effective at weight loss. Although there are many diet commercials promoting that you can lose weight and feel good without exercise, I think most healthcare professionals would agree that exercise in conjunction with proper nutrition is the way to go. So why did I choose keto? It seems to show promise for those with blood sugar issues and those with neurological issues. The premise is that you put your body in a state of ketosis, which is not the same as ketoacidosis that you might have heard about with diabetics. Ketosis is where your body learns to burn fat as a fuel source, as opposed to relying on sugars and carbs. Mainly the same state that our ancestors were in before the agricultural revolution, where refined grains, starchy carbs, and then later on sugars became the norm, and you get the food pyramid, which shows that you're supposed to eat enough healthy breads and carbs. People following the current guidelines seem to be getting fatter and fatter. As a nation, the United States is getting heavier and heavier and more unhealthy, and diabetes is becoming rampant. Is the keto diet 100% healthy without long-term health risk? I can't say. Again, this is out of my realm of expertise. I do believe that sugars and unhealthy sources of carbs are not for me. I want to not just lose weight, but I need to adopt a lifestyle to avoid or at least postpone further health consequences. I've seen my mother die from both kidney failure and heart failure, having to sit up each night or she would drown in her own fluid. During my high school years, every night I'd have to help my mom hook up to a peritoneal dialysis machine. And I want to try to avoid that for myself. If I can keep from it, I don't want to die from congestive heart failure and kidney failure. It's not a fun way to go. I've also been going to the gym every day, except for inclement weather days, because I do believe, like I said before, that exercise is important. Just by looking at me, some people would say I look fine, maybe even say that I have it made. I'm 50 years old and no longer employed in a full-time job, or even part-time at the moment. Yet I can say that outward appearances don't tell the whole story. As some of you who regularly listen to the show may know, I don't get much sleep because of cramps due to dystonia, combined with the discomfort of the CPAP machine that keeps me from discontinuing breathing due to my sleep apnea. I have several medical issues, including mitral valve prolapse, which is a bad heart valve that may need to be repaired or replaced. And like I said before, I've noticed an increase in swelling throughout my body, mostly in my legs and ankles at night. I'm told to wear compression socks to prevent blood clots in my legs. Like I said before, sometimes outward appearance doesn't tell the whole story. I've had episodes of choking on food due to my muscle spasms in my throat. I've had periods of incontinence due to bladder muscle issues of incomplete emptying. I still drive, but my sleep neurologist is not crazy about me doing this due to the lack of sleep every night. And for those who envy my early retirement, let me say I was encouraged to take early retirement due to my health issues by my doctors and by my former employer, not due to bad job performance, but for reasons I'll mention in a bit. To top it off, it happened at a bad time. Before my last job that I retired from, I had previously worked for a big hospital in a mental health ward. I had full-time benefits, including health insurance and even disability insurance. I was good at what I did, psychotherapy, including individual sessions and groups, morning to evening, despite noticing changes in my body, such as tremor, muscle coordination issues, problems writing, and problems typing. A psychiatrist who admired my work asked me to leave the hospital and set up an outpatient mental health and addiction program for her practice. And she wanted me to lead it as a clinical director, and I accepted. I had previous experience with being a supervisor and with setting up businesses, including my own private practice, so it was an easy decision. Unfortunately, even though she paid very well, I no longer had the benefits that a large company, the hospital that I previously worked for, had, such as the paid short-term and long-term disability plans. At the hospital, my disability insurance would have covered short-term and long-term disability for 70% of my income should I become disabled. But at that time, I didn't see disability in my immediate future. As I worked for the psychiatrist, my tremor slowly increased, as did issues of slurred speech and some clumsiness. When you're doing groups with people who have issues such as alcoholism, it's not a good idea to slur your speech, have a tremor, have your writing look impaired, etc. So I constantly had to explain my illness to new clients. The clients loved me, but my boss, the psychiatrist, was pressured by some of her support staff to find someone who could replace me, who was not only cheaper, but didn't have the health issues I had, which were a risk. And by the way, in case you're wondering, I didn't miss any work or have any performance issues in that nature. She met with me and she told me she was helping me by cutting my hours. I didn't mind some cutting hours, but she cut my hours to where the schedule that she scheduled me for, I think it was like 5 hours a week, wouldn't sustain or even warrant me driving to work, let alone be enough to survive on. The total amount of money would be even less than what the United States Social Security system would pay, if that tells you anything. So I was forced to consider other options. I strongly considered getting another job, but my movement disorder specialist and my sleep neurologist consulted with me about retiring early. That would mean living on a very small amount of government disability insurance, which is an almost unlivable amount of money due to the high cost of living, including mortgage and supporting my children. But fortunately, my wife works. So that resulted in me taking an early retirement and our finances being very tight. I don't know if it's a dream or fantasy, but I always think that I will be returning to work. I take steps to exercise daily, and now I'm trying this new diet and lifestyle. I try to do meditation instruction, mindfulness instruction, but where I live, that is not in very big demand right now. If I return to work full-time, as I mentioned before, it probably wouldn't be in the mental health field. I think I was ready for a change anyway. It would have been nice if I knew I was going to be disabled and retire when I was working at the hospital with the disability insurance that would have made a comfortable living. I am not, quote, living off the government. I spent 30 years paying into the government disability system. I'm also not happy to see my wife go to work every day full time. I may do some food delivery to help supplement my income, but I'm not really sure what my neurologist is going to say about driving that much. Anyway, I'm on the keto diet, so wish me luck in getting myself in better shape. Aside from my issue with animals and animal cruelty and eating meat, I think the keto diet fits in well with Taoism, because Lao Tzu talked about simplicity and living a life of moderation. And when you're eating a strict keto diet, let me tell you, it's pretty much moderation. I do feel also like I'm eating more like our ancestors ate. Because, like I mentioned before, I'm pretty sure they didn't load up on sugar and carbs and all the refined and processed stuff we have today. Time for the question of today. Today's question of the day comes from Leah in Singapore, who asks, what is your thoughts or your opinions about your president, Mr. Trump? Leah, I try very hard to be kind and non-judgmental. I try to accept all, even those with different political philosophies than myself. I often wonder if there are any Trump fans who consider themselves Taoist. As a Taoist, I find myself wondering how a fellow Taoist who supports Trump reconciles his or her views that climate change is a hoax, or I wonder how people can support some groups of people over others, meaning some races and nationalities. I also question things like tax cuts for the rich and several other policies that many politicians support. I don't consider myself belonging to a particular political party. I do hope the United States and other countries that don't have things like affordable health care, affordable college, or higher education, and systems in place to support the poor, elderly, and the disabled, can get it together and find a way to accomplish some of these things. For instance, my asthma inhaler is $300 a month before insurance pays. Even after insurance pays, it's $40 a month, and that's just for one of my medications. Asthma medications, diabetic medications, and many other medications here in the United States are through the roof in prices. There needs to be something done about that. My wife has insurance through her work, and there's a $3,000 deductible per person. She pays a monthly premium of over $300 or $400, and it covers herself and our kids. But with the $3,000 deductible, that means that each person has to rack up $3,000 of medical charges per year before the insurance even kicks in and helps pay. The only reason that we keep the insurance is in case of a serious accident, cancer, or needing some hospitalization. Anyway, in answer to your question, Leah, I don't want to use divisive language, and I do hope everyone in power truly has the best interest at heart of every single person that he or she serves. I hope that answers your question. Thanks for asking. Don't forget to subscribe to my show in your podcast player app or to the RSS feed. You can find my email address, contact information, a disclaimer, and more information in the show notes, so please check those out. Be sure and purchase my book, Accepting Life on Life's Terms, Taoist Psychology for Today's Uncertain Times. Look for the book wherever you buy books. Available in written and digital format. Hey, that's all for today's show. I'll see you next week. Have a good week. May peace and love be with you. Thank you for listening. Bye.
Thanks for listening.
Have a good day. This podcast is a Coach CMC production.